Dr. Schneider dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Edward Bolin, B-O-L-L-E-N. This goes to the VA. On 1-10-23, Mr. Bolin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-2-21, there's been no significant change period of paragraph. The air velocity index is less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph impression severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sean Johnson. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 1-10-23, Mr. Johnson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response and or improved effort, period. Patient is left with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-25-23, there's been no significant change, period. In paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period. Thank you.